Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We are on a journey together in the All the Things Everyday Ministry in the Power of the Spirit journey. And I am so grateful that you are with me on it, that we are together on it, and we are all together on this journey. I have been so filled up in my heart with prayer, with joy, with delight, hearing how some of you are praying for people in new ways, how you are praying aside from them in private in new ways, and you're praying for them in the moment in new ways. We are learning to listen to the Holy Spirit. We are learning to discern what God is doing. We are owning that we are Christ's ambassadors in the world, that we shine like stars in the world, that we come into moments where someone has a quiet underlying despair, and because we discern it at the grocery store, on the street, with a neighbor, or in some other situation, we lean in and we speak a word of faith and courage to someone, and their lives change. Truly, the trajectory of their life changed. Someone spoke into their life with a little bit of faith. We've been talking about what Jesus did, what he does, his nature, his humility, his gentleness of heart. We talked about moving in the character of Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit, moving in love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All these things are part of the kingdom message that Jesus brought, that he not only preached, but he also demonstrated before people. And that is our co-mission with Christ. And today, we're going to be looking at that great co-mission. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together now. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, Faith is Spelled R-I-S-K, and our passage is from Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The word of the Lord. Consider this. Greg had spent almost a year watching others as he learned how to minister to people in prayer. He noticed that those praying were always gentle and humble as they approached the person requesting prayer. They always asked permission to lay hands on them, but sometimes didn't lay hands on them at all. They exuded love. They saw the person. They actively listened. They prayed with humble confidence. And those praying often waited on the Lord first with the person in silence, then began to share scriptures and insightful word pictures and metaphors with the person as they prayed. In most all cases, the person was deeply touched by the love of God for them. In other cases, there were miracles of healing. We have a kingdom question. May I pray for you? We have a kingdom prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Now let's take the Great Commission of Matthew 28, 18 to 20, and call it our kingdom mandate. Go and make disciples of all nations. To do all the things that Jesus did, all three of these tools will help us stay on track in our apprenticeship with Christ. How are disciples made? while disciples watch their rabbi. But sometimes disciples, like in our story, watch one another. As Paul said, "Follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ," 1 Corinthians 11:1. It's been said that we may be the only Bible a person ever reads. Who I am as a disciple influences other disciples around me. I made up a little rhyme to help this stick in me. The way I talk, love, trust, and obey is always, always on display. Let me say it again. The way I talk, love, trust, and obey is always, always on display. What would you do differently today if you knew that your life as a disciple would be replicated in public and private ways in the life of another? Would you take care of the business of your heart more? I love that we are in the day, thank you Peter Cesaro and others, so many others who were part of this, of emotionally healthy spirituality that recognizes we can't be spiritually mature and emotionally immature at the same time, that this is actually a whole life business that Jesus is about in transformation. And so I'm thrilled that we are taking care of our interior lives more and more. That is true spiritual transformation at its very best. It is what the Spirit does. So we take care of the business of the heart with Jesus. Would you smile more? Would you be kinder if you knew it was all on display? Because even our hidden heart is on display through our actions. Our hearts are expressed in embodied actions, what we do, how we talk, our demeanor. Or if you knew that others were watching and you were on display, would you take care of heart business? Would you smile more? Would you be kinder? And also, would you pray for the sick person in front of you? Would you trust your discernment? Would you reach out to steady the broken and the fearful? And through discernment and with others, would you address demonic powers with the authority given to you as a child of the Most High? Well, here is the surprise made real that you and I are living in. Jesus did co-mission us to do what he did and to go and make apprentices who do the same. We make disciples of people from every nation, modeling the character of Jesus and operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll say it 1,000 times in our series together. It is love that leads. It is love that is in the front. Power follows it. That love-motivated expression of power then comes with the package of humility and gentleness and kindness and all those fruits of the Spirit that are meant to run right in and through the gifts of the Spirit. So, we are modeling the character of Jesus. We're operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. We make sure that those who choose to follow Jesus then are baptized into Christ. They're taught what obedience to the teaching of Jesus looks like as we walk in the spiritual authority he confers on us. Pause, spiritual authority. We're not trying to get spiritual gifts on our business card. We are not recognizing that this ministry is ours. As Wimber would always say, we don't have a ministry. I don't have a ministry. We all have the ministry of Jesus moving through our unique gifts, personalities, spiritual gifts. And yet there are many things that we all do as we all mimic Christ, as we all are apprentices of Jesus, because his Spirit is moving through us and all those gifts are there. And so we're moving in spiritual authority, but it's not because we're amazing, though. Let me pause and say, you are wonderful. Jesus loves you. You are amazing in his sight. He cares about you. That's the essence of the gospel, the brokenness and the sin that has come with that. He wants to heal and restore. It's a sickness he's cleansing us of. He's meeting you in it, but it's not the lead in your story that you're just broken. The lead in your story is that you are loved, that you are seen, that you are known by God. And he has said, come out of the grave, come out of those grave clothes into the fullness of his glorious light. Heal from the brokenness. Let his spirit transform you from the inside out. That's the message. That is the good news. Jesus has come to bring true salvation. And that's the way salvation works. He loves us to life, and he moves in us by his power, then through us in loving power in the world. So ministering to others through prayer, healing, or deliverance, and loving the unlovely, it can actually feel like R-I-S-K, risk, yeah? Yes, I risk being embarrassed. I risk disappointing someone. I risk looking like I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm looking like, very important, I'm looking like a bad representative of Christ. But what if our fear of risk doesn't originate in the heart of God? What if doing God's work God's way is the most important thing, even if we don't always get the results we hope for? Therefore, go in the Great Commission is risky business. It takes faith to believe that Jesus has conferred the authority that he has on us. When those disciples were sent out and he says, you go and you do all the things and you minister to people and you teach and you do what I do, can you imagine the faith that took in that moment? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It's the conviction of things not seen. Jesus, because you say it, I believe it, because they understood. It was Jesus by the Spirit going to do it through them, not that they were simply these super Christians. We are not professional Christians. We are walking in naturally supernatural ways. We are moving as very normal human beings. We don't have to be weird. We don't have to create drama. We don't have to do all sorts of things in order to convey that God is doing something, you know, woo-woo around it. We can just show up in our normal voice, with gentleness and humility, caring, truly loving people because they can see it, they can feel it. And then instead of them being a project, they're a person. As J.D. says, we see the one because Jesus sees the one. Doesn't see the big crowd first. He sees the one in the crowd. Then he sees the many ones in that moment. So it takes faith. It takes faith to ask someone, may I pray for you? And to expect God to show up even as a prayer dribbles off our chin. But in my experience, those are exactly the times when God most shows up, especially when a believer is expressing the love of God as they pray for and interact with the soul before them. A wise mentor once told me, Dan, stop expecting this to be all clear and your heart to be at peace every time you take a risk. This will always be a walk by faith and not by sight. Get used to it. Lean in. This will always be a walk by faith and not by sight. Get used to it. Lean in. Risk is one of the ways we become and make disciples. Faith is spelled, as Wimber said, R-I-S-K. Let's take some risks and show a little faith out there today. Here's our prayer. Lord Jesus, I may not like taking risks, but I'm often glad I did. Let the veil of fear dissolve as I touch it, in Jesus' name, that I may walk through and be a sign of your love to the person in front of me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Our journal prompts for today. And again, this All the Things journal is meant to document your ongoing journey with Jesus through this time. And if you don't have that journal, that's fine, but I encourage you to get one and get these questions being answered within it as you take a moment with them through the day today. So first question, when was the last time you took a risk to speak to someone, to pray for someone, or to reach out to someone? And then if you took that risk, what were the results? How did God meet you in your obedience? Remember, we talked about this not being I get super anointed with superpowers and then I walk out into the world and all of a sudden everything happens. I don't believe that's what we see in the scripture. I don't think we see it in the disciples' lives. I think what we see is we are filled with the Spirit of God, yes. Then we move in the world and we discern what the Father's doing and we join Him in it. And as we feel that risk and that, oh no, what's about to happen, our obedience is met with the grace of God and something happens. I believe that that gives us the ability to not be waiting for something to happen before we are God's man or woman of power for the hour, where we just move out in obedience because Christ is in us and with us. And He's moving, and when we see what He's doing, Jesus only did, the Scripture says, what He already saw the Father doing. And we have this convergence moment. We want to meet Jesus where Jesus is moving. That's what we're looking for today. So our activation. What risk is the Lord wanting you to take with Him today? Just today. Today, take a small risk. Just break through a small barrier of fear. And if that for you is saying to someone, may I pray for you? Do it. If that for you is sending a text to someone who might not be expecting to hear from you, but you feel like God has given you something for them, however you want to say it, again, I always say we don't have to mention one part of the Trinity in everything we say for God to be in it. We can just be normal and we can say things. And then God will sometimes in the long game open up doors. That's where all the evangelism experiences I've had have been. It's a long relationship. And then one day someone says, tell me what the reason is for the hope in you. Like, I want that kind of belovedness and love in my life. What is that? And then the doors open. And sometimes we're just a part of a picture. That's why obedience is so important. Someone else may be invited to say, may I pray for you now? But sometimes that's us. But sometimes we play a part and we begin to pray and we begin to do things. We text, we write that email, we lean in, we encourage someone in that way. We say yes to Jesus. And sometimes it is be healed in Jesus' name. It's may I pray for you. I believe God heals. And I believe that God has given me authority by His Spirit who's here with us, a God who loves you, to pray for your healing. And I'm going to pray the way Jesus did. I'm just going to speak to you and your body in this area of issue for you. And I'm going to say, be healed in Jesus' name. So be healed in Jesus' name. And then you pray from compassion. You pray from the overflow of it. You discern what the Spirit's speaking to you to pray. So you don't just fill the space with words and compassion, but you actually welcome the Holy Spirit to speak to you as you're praying. So today, just take a small risk. Break through that fear. There's no need to be someone you're not, but there's also no good reason to stay as you are. The kingdom game is on. Find one small way to step forward on the field today. All right. Well, we have been on a bit of a journey here, and thanks for hanging in there. We are moving into this story and all the things, and today we're going to sing our hymn. It is hymn number 15 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, and it is, O God, our help in ages past, because God is your help. God is my help, and God is the help of every person you're going to meet today. And the Holy Spirit may be saying, I want to help them through you. Have eyes to see them, ears to hear what I'm doing. And we're going to participate in something very beautiful together. And you'll never forget it, and neither will they. All right. So, O God, our help in ages past. Hymn number 15. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home. What a powerful hymn. And what a story we're living in today, you and me. We are living in the help of God. We are companioned people. We are people living a with God life, and we convey that to others along the way. So let's get our seeds together. I'll see you on the field. Faith is spelled R-I-S-K. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Moore.